Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right, let's see if we can't get some singers up here.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, all the joys we share. What a rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, heaven full that jubilee underneath the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems I now almost see all the saints are dead, rise full that jubilee just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, changes will to be. All the living saints who fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When we all most heavenly hosts will begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the bells will ring. Me and them will join the songs when the nails shall be. Praise and cry through all alone, heaven jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Have you been to Jesus for the clean empire? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you full in trusting in His grace desires? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleaning blood of the Lamb? Are you guarding sparkly or as white as snow, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by His Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you reach each moment in the curse of fire? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleaning blood of the Lamb? Are you guarding sparkly or as white as snow, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? When your bridegroom coming, will your robe be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansion bride, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleaning blood of the Lamb? Are you guarded sparkly or as white as snow, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garment that are stained with sins, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain floating for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleaning blood of the Lamb? Are you guarded sparkly or as white as snow, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleaning blood of a lamb? Are you garnished, sparkly, or as white as snow, and be washed in the blood of a lamb?
Thank you, Brother Bobby. Sister Millie. Shackles of a heavy burden, guilty with empty shame. Then I touch the hands of Jesus. Now I'm no longer the same. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what a joy just filled my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Since I met my blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will always praise him, no matter where I go. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what a joy just filled my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Since I met my blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will always praise him, no matter where I go. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what a joy just filled my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name we love. There is healing in the name of Jesus. What a lovely, lovely name, the name of love. There is victory in the name of Jesus. There is victory in the name we love. There is victory in the name of Jesus. What a lovely, lovely name, the name we love. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name we love. There is power in the name of Jesus. What a lovely, lovely name, the name we love. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name we love. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. What a lovely, lovely name, the name we love.
All right, real quick, can you shut off that beeping machine? Because it's beeping all the way through the church, her singing. Hey, Dean, can you hear me? All right. Well,
I hear you.
It's just beep. All right, it's beeping really loud. All right.
It'll be a few minutes. Then I'll get it.
Okay. Well, just realize nobody can understand anything over that. On this end, on the record line, no one can understand over that beeping. It's really loud.
Yeah. Well, right now we've got Brother Dennis wants to say something to us.
All right. I'll mute myself.
All right, just real quick, I don't know what the pastor's going to talk about tonight. I don't have a clue. But there's a couple of things that I want to bring forth because it's already starting to be in the news. And if it's, once it starts hitting the news cycle, then you're going to start seeing a lot of TV preachers and even preachers at some local churches talking about this. And I think it's important to bring it forth that way, because there's a lot of people that's going to take it wrong and be misguided and be led down the wrong path, and that's certainly not what we want. We want everybody to go down the proper path. Just real quick, some of the things that's happened over the course of the last month, okay? There's been, and some of you may understand the significance of the stuff that I'm going to say, and some of you may not. If you don't, don't worry about it. If you do, that's great. There's been, in the last month, there's been three red heifers, unblemished, three red heifers, been delivered to Israel, and they've been hidden. So, because they have to be 2 years old, they're a little bit over a year right now. So, there's, let's say, it's been three red heifers been delivered to Israel. So, automatically, people's going to start to, don't get worked up over that, okay? There's been the three top rabbis in Israel have just recently came out and said that their Messiah, they have been talking to, and he is going to come out sometime right around Passover time of this coming year, okay? We all know that's garbage because there's only one Messiah, and he's in heaven right now, okay? But because you throw the three red heifers in there, and they're already talking about rebuilding the temple based off of that, and then you got the Messiah, which they think is going to be the one that rebuilds the temple. You can already see where I'm going with this. We all know that there's only one Messiah, and he will come back in the clouds where everybody sees him coming. You know, in Matthew it says, if they say he's in the desert, don't worry about it, don't go. You know, if he's in the temple, don't worry about it, don't go, because you'll see me coming on the clouds, and as lightning from the east, you'll see it in the west. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, and there's going to be a lot of people out there, because all this stuff's going to start hitting the news, it's going to start hitting social media, and there's going to be a whole flurry of false prophets and false preachers standing behind the pulpit pushing this stuff. Okay? Don't believe it. Don't fall for the trap. Aside from that, the Mahadin, which is the Muslim version of the Messiah, they've already said he's out there. We've been saying for a while that the end times are coming. Okay? They're here. We're seeing it unfold in front of our very eyes right now. The thing is you got to understand, that there will be many false prophets, there will be many false Christs, there will be many false messiahs come up before he comes back, okay? So don't fall into the trap, and there will be many that will fall into the trap, because many have been taught straight up, you won't be here. They don't know what this book says in Revelation. They don't know what this book says about in Daniel, because you ain't going to be here. I'm telling you, you're going to be here. You're going to see it. You're going to experience it. It's not going to be pleasant. Something else that people are fixing to start falling into the trap of, the economy is fixing to collapse. There's no doubt about it. The signs are out there. You can't go to the grocery store and buy groceries anymore. You can't, you know, gas is going back up. Electric bills are going back up. People are fixing to start starving. The economy is going to collapse. The one world government is going to come onto the scene, okay? However, it's important to understand this says that out of the one world government comes the beast government. So you're going to have a lot of people standing behind this pulpit as soon as the economy collapses and this one world government comes onto the scene. They're going to say that is the beast government. It is not. It is not. It comes out of that. And it says that in Daniel. You got to understand. You have to read the Bible to understand what's going on. So don't freak out when all this stuff starts coming. Like I say, it's going to be bad times, and you're going to have a lot of people standing right here telling you that this is this and this is that. It's not. Read the book. Listen to what the book says. Listen to what God says. Don't fall for the trap. Because it does say there will be a great deception. And that, my friends, in my opinion, is the great deception. Okay? Because you're going to fall for all the stuff that people make their own interpretations of what this book says. But that's not what it's truly saying. You have to read the book. You have to read Old Testament and New Testament to get the full understanding. Okay? Daniel, Isaiah, Hosea, Revelations, and for crying out loud, Matthew, Mark, Luke, you know, where Christ gave his own description of how things are going to be. You add all that together, you get a full picture. Okay, and you'll understand it a lot better. And that's really what I wanted to say, because I see this coming. I see it coming quick. And I'm afraid that there's going to be a lot of people out there, and they may be good intentioned people, but they're going to be throwing up false flags. And if you fall for every false flag that comes out there, then you'll fall for the one that actually comes, okay? It tells us we will not know who the Antichrist is until he sits or stands, and just stands in one place and sits in another place in the holy place, okay? That's the only way we know, and that's 3.5 years in, okay? So those that say you won't be here in the tribulation are crazy. You won't even know you're in the tribulation until you're 3.5 years into it. Well, pay attention. Listen to what the book says. Pay attention. Don't take my word for it. Don't take his word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. Read it yourself. Okay? Understand it yourself. You are the one that's responsible for your salvation. Not me. Not him. Nor anybody else standing back here. Only you. Only you can save yourself. Well, actually, you and Christ. But, you know, I'm not responsible for you, okay? All I can do is teach you and guide you. That's all he can do is teach you and guide you and point you in the right direction. What happens after that is between you and the Lord, okay? And if you make some wrong decisions, which would be real easy to do, coming up here in the next little bit, you can make the wrong one, okay? And I just want to forewarn people, because I see it coming. You're going to start seeing this stuff start popping up on social media. You're going to start seeing it pop up on the internet. You're even going to start hearing it on the news. And you need to be aware of that. I'll turn it back over to Pastor. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Dennis. And you're all right. We are way into the last days. A lot further than what most today wants to believe. And we are seeing things happen to bring this about. And we're seeing a lot of things going on right now that should not be going on. Just last night on the television, I don't know how many of you heard it, there's been a federal judge now that has put a conviction on Donald Trump, claiming that he has done things against the local government and also the federal government. They're doing everything they can do to keep the man from running. Because they want this one, the one world government. That's what they want. Our government today, this Democrat leadership we've got, is wanting socialized government, which, as Brother Dennis said, will bring in tribulation sooner or later. And I'm afraid it's going to be sooner than what most of us want. That's one reason why the Lord is working so hard with us that we'll listen and listen to his word, and why he's taking us so deep into it is because those that are looking for something better, we're going to have to reach and reach quickly. And you know, the Lord tells us that one soul saved is worth more than this whole world. Just one. And yet look what they're doing all around us. How they are turning against the Lord Jesus. How they're turning against the name God. And how they're turning against his people. Just like here with us. Going to close this church down to use it for something else. Well, they'll get it closed. And I wouldn't bet they're going to get to use it for anything else, because God can get rid of it real quick. And you can't just absolutely go against him and make things work. But you know, I had thought about when a lot of things started coming against me, actually 2 years ago. See, he's tried everything he could try to get me out of the ministry. Keep me from speaking, teaching. He started out by trying to split Kenny and I up. And he was working, well, he was working hard on Kenny. Kenny will tell you that when he sees you. That didn't work. Then he tried sickness. That didn't keep me shut up. Because, see, even though I did actually have to miss one or two services, God gave me another one, a gazillion for me. And I thank God for that. And I had thought, about a year back, I had thought about retiring. But then, the Lord asked me a question. He asked me how I could retire from his work. I won't never retire. Even after I step out of this life and into the next, I'll still be working for him. So Satan just might as well back off and quit, because he ain't going to. And the Bible tells us that. But the Lord led me into kind of a series here. So we're not going to get a lot of it today, but we're going to get some of it. We're going to get it started. And probably over the next two, maybe even the next three services, we're going to be working with this series. And it's something we've all more likely read. But there's a lot of things, even in this book, all that do read and study this book, there's things in here, when you read it, you just don't pay a lot of attention to. Well, the Lord's been showing me a lot of that. Kind of been slipping and falling through our minds and falling through the cracks, as the old saying goes. And he worked on me, trying to get me to realize that he meant for me to teach a series. And he worked on me about 3 days to get me to really make up my mind to do it. But there's one thing about it. A lot of it is the same old thing over and over and over. It's going to let you see just how strongly God believes in his own word. And just because something is in the Old Testament, all of the Old Testament is not for you and I to ignore. A lot of it is for us to accept because it was prophecy. A lot of it. This series that I'm going to be on tonight, you're going to find it here beginning with Psalms 119. The longest chapter in the Bible. And it's going to take several services to get through it. But when he kept insisting on me to go to Psalms 119, and I finally did pick up the Bible and went to it to look at it, I could begin to understand by the Spirit why. Because so much of it, even as we read it, and I've done the same thing. I've read it, I don't know how many times, because I've read through the complete Bible several times. In fact, I have taught this ministry completely through the Bible twice. And yet, as I was reading and teaching through the Bible, I didn't pay that much attention to this. Yes, I saw it, and at the time, a lot of it was letting me know, you know, you don't do this, you don't do that. But still, the depth of it wasn't really getting into the heart. And that's where we've got to get things. It can't be just in the mind. It's got to go to the heart. That's where your actions will change. So beginning here now with Psalm 119 and verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. One short little verse there. But look what it has really said and told us. Blessed are the undefiled. Are you among the undefiled? Are you clean? Are you without sin? Are you a born-again child of the living God? Because that's who he's talking to here. The undefiled. The only way you can be that is to be a true born-again child of the living God. Because we can't live like they lived under the law. Now, as long as they kept the law, they were fine. That won't get it done for us. Because God gave us something better. Now, if they could keep this, and just as the author is writing here, and he's laying claim of keeping it, he didn't have what you and I have got. Now, if he could keep it, why can't we? So we got something a whole lot better than he had. We got somebody here with us to help us have the strength to keep it. He had to do it on his own. Who walk in the law of the Lord. In other words, we are to walk in this word of Almighty God. Now, verse 2. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. I want you to stop and think as I go through this season. How many times I'm going to tell you to obey the commandments of God? although a lot of it is not in that kind of word. And that's what I'm talking about. You see, he's telling you here that you are blessed if you keep his testimonies. In other words, you've got to be keeping the commandments of God in order to be blessed. Because that's what testimonies mean. That's the testimony we have, his word, right? Now, and they seek him with what? The whole heart. Not just your mind and your body, but with your whole heart. Because that's where everything has to come from. It's got to come from the heart. When you pray to God, if that prayer is going to reach the Father, it's got to come from the heart. Three, they also do no inquire iniquity. They walk in his ways. What's that telling you? That's telling you you're walking his word. That's the only way we have to walk in his ways, is by his word, keeping his word. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. We are to keep his word diligently and his ways. We're not to even be thinking about a lot of our own ways. Because most of our ways wouldn't be God's way. We have to put them aside and keep his way. Five. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. He's speaking to God here, and he's saying, oh, that my ways, in other words, oh, mine and your ways, should be always directed at keeping his statute, his word, and his will, and his way. And you see, this is what the church has been missing. They are not teaching the depth of God's word today, and people are walking further and further and further away from God daily. We talk about abortion. Not many people you'll talk to, in fact, be honest with you, only know maybe 8 or 10 people that I've ever talked to that won't agree with abortion. And they'll tell you that that baby's not alive until it breathes this air. That's not so. Well, now, just how would you know that? Well, let's find out what God thinks about that. And we're going to do that by going over here to Jeremiah. Well, we'll find it in a minute. There we go. Here we go. Let's go over here to Jeremiah. Once we get through Isaiah here. And we're going to go to chapter 1. And we're going to go here. Let's go to verse 4. Keep everything in the context in which it was written. It says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. He not only formed him in the womb, but he also sanctified him in the womb and ordained him. Do you think he wasn't living? Ordained in the womb. Out of this, well, right now we're at about 67 to 68 million babies. How many prophets have we killed? How many preachers have we killed? We have no way of knowing, but God knows. And that's why our land is getting in the shape it's in. They say, well, it's a woman's right. No, it ain't a woman's right to choose to kill her unborn child. There ain't but one that has the right to take that child's life, and that's him, the one that put it there. But we are walking so far away from Almighty God. And our teaching needs to be getting stronger all the time. Dennis, you and I are to teach stronger and stronger all the time, because we are to spend more time in the Word of God with the Spirit giving us the guidance and the understanding of this Word so that we can preach it like God wants it preached. And the day and time that we are living in is day and time we don't have time to play around with it. It's to get it out there. You may not like what I say to you, but if you got your Bible with you and you'll follow along with me, you'll know where it came from. You know, it wasn't just my mind. It come out of his. Now, there again, it's on the battle. Being directed to keep thy statutes. Where do you get his statutes from? Commandments. From his commandments. So when he tells me to keep his statutes, I'm to keep his commandments. Six. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Are you ashamed of his commandments? A lot of them out there are. They're ashamed to keep them, because they're contrary to the ways of this world out here, and contrary to 98% of mankind that's living in this world. Now, 7. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. Uprightness of what? Of the heart. Not the mind or the body, but of the heart. Now, yes, but you see, that heart brings the mind and the body into being what it's supposed to be, and to do what they are supposed to be doing. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Can't learn it without studying his word. Hey, here we go again. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. I told you, you're going to be told over and over and over and over going through this Psalms and this chapter of it, reverse, whatever you want to call it, of it. So many times, the same thing, of keeping his commandments and his statutes, walking in and with his word. That's what it comes down to. Now, 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. We've seen statutes, precepts, testimonies, everything else that's telling us to keep his word. Now we have come down here to verse 9. And he brings it out plain. According to thy word. 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Almost every verse is telling you and I to be mindful of his word, to live it, to walk in it. Eleven, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Have you hid, really hid his word in your heart? You may have hid some of it, but how much of it? Because mankind here in the past 60 years has not been studying God's word like he should have been studying it. And Pastor, oh, you don't know that. Yes, I do. I've seen the fall of the church. I know that what is going on today in our land, a lot of it has to be laid at the door of the church, because it quit teaching and quit being what it was supposed to be even when it was brought to our land, it was brought to our land strong. And the churches here used to be that they had something going almost every night. That's in my lifetime. My younger days. You had Sunday school and worship service on Sunday morning. Then you had worship service Sunday night. You had what they called prayer meeting on Wednesday night. Then you had a night of Bible study. Then you had a ladies' night. And then you had a men's night. And then you had the youth night. And everybody that lived in a community, like we're sitting here in this community here, it didn't matter actually what you believed in or anything else. But when it got church time, everybody went to church. And they lived a lot different. Growing up, all through my teen years, I was taught to teach the opposite sex a whole lot different than they're taught today. Because in fact, today they ain't being taught anything. That's why we find these young people, 16, 17, 18 years old, moving in together without being married. They see nothing wrong with it. And families accepting it. The whole family accept it. They want the family to know it. In fact, they want the world to know it. They'll make an announcement that that's what they're doing. And on their way to hell. Unless somebody can get close enough to them to help them find the Lord Jesus Christ and get them changed and brought out of darkness and into light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. But that's what it takes. Now, verse 12, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Again, we back into statutes. Teach me thy word, Father. Teach me your commandments. 13, with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Have I declared all his word with my mouth? Because you see, his judgments is his word. He stands on every one of them and behind every one of them. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Have we? Are you putting more faith in his testimonies than you are the riches of this world out here? And the things that you want, what are you really searching for the most? The riches and the things of this world? Or are you really searching for the things of the kingdom of Almighty God? We're going to get ready and close here. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will meditate upon thy word and I will respect and I will keep his way. That's exactly what that one verse is telling you, you and I to do. We'll close with this next one. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. You know, as I said, God worked with me a long time before I made up my mind to do this. I wasn't telling him no, but I just wasn't getting it settled in my mind that I was going to do it. I read the first 24 verses three times before I finally said, yes, Lord, that's what we're going to do. We'll make a series out of it, and we'll teach it. You just give me, fill me with the Holy Spirit and fill me to overflowing so that he can get brought out what you want brought out of it. So to know there's something special in it for every one of us. Or he wouldn't have been as strong with me as he was. When he gets strong with me to teach something, he's got a purpose for it. Sometimes I'm a long time down the road before I find out what that purpose was. But eventually I will know. And just like this, I may not find out about this for several weeks. It may be after I get completely done with the series before I'll ever know why, Lord. Why did you have me do it? But we're going to do it. And for one thing that was keeping me from making up my mind real quick, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't think you'd want to sit through it. Because it was the same thing over and over and over and over. And it's all about his word and his way. You get home tonight, you got a little time sitting around. Go to what we just covered and count how many times he's telling you to keep his commandments by using all of his way, his precepts, his testimonies, his statutes. Read it again. See what he tells you. See what he gives you. And I guarantee he's not going to give you anything different than he gave me. He might add something else to it. Because every time I read it, I got something else out of it. He didn't give me anything else. He added to it. He just kept adding to it. Now I'll tell you something else. Me standing here teaching it, he added a few things there he hadn't gave me before. That's the way the Spirit works. I can't tell the Spirit how to work. He tells me how to do it. Anybody got anything they want to say? Anyone? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. There is one other thing I do want to add. I'm not going to plan on tonight. Because it's just something that just came. Actually, it just did come to me. Being honest about it. And when we come down to closing out, we need a song. Just before closing, we need a song. So Bobby, be thinking of something. You're nearly both. Because we need a song before we actually close out. One of these days, the good Lord gives me my breath back, I'll sing you one. All right, let us go. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. Father, we thank you for this place that we can come and come together to share your word, to study, to learn, Father, and to grow in faith, to grow in the Spirit, to grow, Father, as you would have us to grow. Now guide us, Father, each and every one of us. Use us all, Father, to build this ministry, to bring it to be what you want it to be. Now, Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to touch them. Keep them safe. Keep them in health and to see to their needs. For Israel and Jerusalem, your chosen people, Father, we pray for peace for them. For we heard today, Father, that today they are bombing Baghdad. Now, Father, we pray for peace. We pray for safety for those people there in Baghdad. Now, Father, not only peace, but Father, we pray that all of Israel will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and as their King of Kings, Father, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. Now, Father, this land of ours, Father, we pray for this land to learn that it needs to repent. And we need to come together and work together so that we can put our government back on the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting the Lord Jesus Christ back into our schools with our young people, with our children, Father. Now, Father, for our prayer list, as each name is called, may the Holy Spirit touch that one. Bring about the infilling of whatever need they have, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Bobby and Sister Millie Johnson, myself, Terry Coates, Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy's husband Tom, Amy and Tom's young son Jacob, Dennis Breeden and his wife Tina, brothers in Christ there in Brandenburg. Father, I pray that the Spirit will work with all of them. Bring them close and stronger with the Lord Jesus Christ. Put them into a church that is teaching your words, Father. Not walking around it and teaching contrary, but it is teaching your word to hold them, to help them make heaven their home. Pastor Smalls and the Glory Bound Church. Father, that church has changed its name it's no longer glory bound. Father, its name now is Restitutional Faith Center. And we're praying for it, Father. We pray that the Holy Spirit is there and guide that church and that man that is teaching there. Pastor Randy Johnson, be with him, Father, and be at that church he left there at Brandenburg. Keep one in there, Father, filled with the Holy Spirit, the Church of God of Brandenburg. The Meade County General Baptist Church, the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay. Father, Pastor Eric and his wife Jackie, and that little full gospel church of God there at Ekron. These churches, Father, make them lighthouses, but also make them places of refuge to where the lost walking in darkness can go and find refuge and find the light, and that light being Jesus. Make these churches, Father, make them places where they are all filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. My three friends, Father, in Pakistan, Pastor Haroon Islam, Pastor Barak Mishai, Pastor Zephyrin Iron. Keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For Jimmy Emery, Sharon Monville and her mother, for Sue and David Branson, for Palin Goodman, for Kelly Smith and his wife, for Karen. Father, these all stand in need of a healing touch. Some need a physical touch, Father. Some need a spiritual touch to be with each and every one of them. This, Father, is my prayer this evening. Now go with each one of us, Father, as we prepare to separate, to go to our own homes. Be with us all. Help us to carry your word in our hearts. Help us to meditate upon them, to live them according to your will and your way and not ours. Father, we're asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Remember that, God willing, we can all be together again come Sunday morning and back into his word. So until then, walk with God. He'll walk with you. Good night, all.